Well, I played the clips before. I made films about it, but Bill Gates used to go on in the 90s and say, oh, my dad ran Planned Parenthood. We want to depopulate the planet. And the real name of his foundation is the World Population Control Fund. And so we know what they're doing. And there's some of the, you know, famous footage of Fauci going to black neighborhoods saying, take the shot. Come on, bring your kids out. And it's all a big test to see what they can get away with. But I wanted to just put up the article about the reported shooter who, you know, went to the CDC there in, you know, Atlanta and killed a cop when he was trying to go in. You know, the cop didn't do anything wrong. And this was, you know, badly directed and shouldn't have been done. But CDC Atlanta shooter, you know, said he got sick from the shot. Well, we know 30-plus million are dead from it. So if there isn't justice from Kennedy and Trump, and they're kind of moving that way halfway, then I wonder down the road as this gets more apparent, they roll out more deadly shots, there's more death, Dr. William Mackus, what's going to happen when the public takes matters in their own hands?
Well, things could really become chaotic because we've had no justice. We've had absolutely no justice for, you know, since the beginning of the pandemic and since the rollout of the vaccines. No one's been held accountable. Not a single bureaucrat has been held accountable. Not a single politician has been held accountable. We see that in Canada. In fact, the biggest jab pushers have been rewarded with promotions. They received the Order of Canada for pushing, you know, the COVID vaccines. The president of the Canadian Medical Association was the director of the jab rollout in Manitoba, where she was giving jabs in parking lots. And she was recruiting, you know, massage therapists who had never injected anybody with anything to give jabs to young people without informed consent. None of these people, she got promoted. Now she's the president of the Canadian Medical Association. So no one's been held accountable. You know, there's been absolutely no justice. And there is more and more information coming out about the damage from the shots. For example, in terms of turbo cancer, people tell me, well, Dr. Mackus, there's no articles on turbo cancer in the published literature. Actually, there are. If you put cancer and mRNA or cancer and Pfizer or cancer and Moderna, you will now find probably over 100 published papers, including dozens of cases, case reports and case series of patients who developed lymphoma after getting a Pfizer vaccine.
Well, we have cancer doctors all over the world playing the heads of societies. And that's the game they play. Turbo cancer is a layperson term. So it's like the government when you have FOIA requests. I want to know about chemtrails. Zero response. Because it's called geoengineering. It's called high-altitude aerosol spraying. So they use it because you're not, people aren't using the technical term. They're not getting any answer. But when you actually use the technical term, it's everywhere.
Exactly. Exactly. And so, like I said, there's maybe 100 publications now on cancer being linked to the COVID shots. Many mechanisms have been proposed. I published one of those papers as well with researchers from Mexico and Saudi Arabia. We published on the IgG4 antibody shift, where if you take the third shot, suddenly your immune system completely changes. It starts to ignore the spike protein. It actually starts to ignore cancer as well. So, you know, that.
Well, since you mentioned that, here's the head of the Crick Society, the main advisor to the UK, Dr. Bauer, bragging that once you take the third shot, no immune system. This is when they first rolled the shot out. Here it is.
So the key message from our finding is that we found that recipients of the Pfizer vaccine, those who've had two doses, have about 5 to 6-fold lower amounts of neutralizing antibodies. Now, these are the sort of gold standard private security antibodies of your immune system, which block the virus from getting into your cells in the first place. And so we found that that's less for people with two doses. We've also found that for people with only one dose of the Pfizer jab, that they are less likely to have high levels of these antibodies in their blood. And perhaps most importantly for all of us going forward is that we see that the older you are, the lower your levels are likely to be, and the time since you've had your second jab, as that time goes on, the lower your levels are also likely to be. So that's telling us that we're probably going to be needing to prioritize boosters for older and more vulnerable people coming up soon, especially
so
if this new variant.
So if we cut one of your legs off, you're bleeding to death, so we better cut the other leg off. It erases your immune system, so you need more shots to erase it more, then you wonder why the common cold kills you. We'll be right back. At TheAlexJonesStore.com, I bring you whatever I personally think is the best and the coolest. That's our marketing plan. This knife sells all day long in stores for $100 or more. We bought a whole bunch of them. We can sell it to you for $78. Stainless steel, blacked out, double-edged, razor sharp, 1776 on the hilt, high-tech scabbard, hooks on your belt, doesn't come out, is amazing, right now at thealexandsword.com for 40% off despite the fact it's selling out. And then this, World War II updated trench knife, 10 inches, razor sharp, stainless steel, Spartan, tip of the spear. You can get this massively discounted up to 40% off right now with the Blades and Bullion Super Sale at thealexandsword.com. And that goes for these four silver collectible coins that are selling out as well, up to 40% off right now at thealexandsword.com. So take action.
To an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
You know, it's incredible. If you look at the SPARS 2025-2028 war plan put out by John Hopkins, the CIA, and the rest of them 2 years before they released COVID, they even predict the rollout, how it starts killing people, sterilizing them, how it hits fertility. No one can figure it out. Discredits the medical system. And then how they respond to that, and they even have the same tweets with the exact same words. They just don't call it COVID. They call it SPARS. And that way, when you're walking around with a battle plan with hundreds of thousands involved in the different Bill Gates, UN tabletops, you're like, oh, I'm not planning a mass bio attack, 12 monkeys for real. I've just got a war game. And General Flynn, former head of Defense Intelligence, when I did the report on it like 4 years ago, he saw it. It took like an hour and a half to cover it all. He said, no, that's how it works. When we war game attacking Russia, that's a plan to attack them. He said, this is the same thing. This is the war game for the attack. Then they had the other tabletops closer, Event 201 and others. So Dr. William Mackus, obviously we're in a race against time. There's Bill Gates is like laughing. If you think COVID was bad, we got worse stuff. Ha, ha, ha. They're not stopping. I see Kennedy and Trump more like a speed hump. We got to put pressure on them. I want to get you back to talk about things we can do to counter this, and you know, the treatments that they're suppressing, something you pioneered, but also a lot of stuff is just off the shelf. I want to get that set up as soon as you're ready. Hell, we can do it next week. We can also do a commercial-free podcast. You can really roll. Send us all your exhibits so we can really do the deep dive here. But just in 5 minutes, I'm gonna give you the floor. Other key points you'd like to add out there for humanity?
Well, I started doing a deep dive into ivermectin just to see for myself if it really was effective against COVID-19. And it absolutely was. The research is incredible. It works. It works as a preventative. It works if you take it early. It even works if you take it late. But then I stumbled upon another body of research with ivermectin. And that was in cancer, ivermectin and cancer. And I was shocked to see that there are almost 400 published papers on ivermectin and cancer. And it's all, you know, preclinical research and animal studies and so on. There's a couple of human papers in there as well, but only a couple. And so this research has been completely ignored, completely suppressed. And so when, turbo cancers were really hitting, and I was reporting on the turbo cancers and the mechanisms and so on, people were coming to me and asking me in desperation, what can I do? I've got this extremely aggressive cancer. It came after the booster shot. And, you know, I suddenly have stage 4. My doctors are telling me I have no options left. The chemo doesn't work. And so I thought, well, you know, maybe we can apply these anti-cancer mechanisms that ivermectin has, and let's see what happens. And I started writing about it. I started noticing that it wasn't just ivermectin, that it was several anti-parasitic drugs seem to have these anti-cancer mechanism and this very powerful anti-cancer action. So there's ivermectin, fenbendazole, and mebendazole. Now, what's interesting is ivermectin is, of course, derided as a horse and sheep dewormer. Fenbendazole is derided as a dog dewormer, so it's an antiparasitic, but just used in dogs. And mebendazole is used in humans. It's almost identical to fenbendazole. It's used in humans by Johns Hopkins, which was involved in the gaming of the COVID-19 pandemic and the dashboard that told us all the deaths from COVID-19, Johns Hopkins has a patent on mebendazole for use in cancer, specifically in brain cancers. So I started telling patients, look, try some ivermectin, try some fenbendazole, get back to me and see what happens. Well, stage four cancer patients started coming back to me and telling me, I'm alive because of you. My tumors are shrinking. My cancer is shrinking. My oncologist told me I should already be dead. I'm still here alive and my cancer is under control. And so I started doing consultations with ivermectin and cancer. I now have the largest ivermectin cancer clinic in the world. We have over 6,000 cancer patients that are using ivermectin in combination with fenbendazole or mebendazole. Over 6,000 patients. We are starting to publish our results. We have the first published paper last year proposing doses of ivermectin that cancer patients can use safely, doses of fenbendazole or mebendazole, and the combinations that cancer patients
can use. And that is so bombshell, because I've followed this for years, and people tell me about fenbendazole even before you, a top cancer doctor, got into it. And I remember I worked for a large animal vet, Jess Atkins. He was top of his class, A&M, all the rest of it. This is like 35, 40 years ago. You know, he's alive now. And he was old then, but he owned other clinics that vets worked for him. He did artificial insemination. He did, you know, flushing. He did like more advanced genetic stuff. But he also had, you know, general, you know, vet processes for, you know, big industrial beef production facilities, and for the processing of the cows before that. And I remember him talking about how magic dewormers were and how they were anti-cancer. So there's nothing new under the sun, and they know this. And then you just pointed out John Hopkins, the king daddies of cancer, even above, you know, MD Anderson, probably the top thing in the world. They got a patent on it in case anybody ever figures it out. I mean, it is sick beyond belief. They got a patent, exactly. And they know for, I mean, it is, and then now anecdotally, all these people, oh, you're stage four, you're dead. They go take this. And Joe Rogan knows people, and he has like scientists on that have families surviving taking fenbendazole. And then, like I said, my doctor, I'm not going to say his name, he's a great guy, I don't think he would mind. He owns clinics all over Texas and nearby, and you know, he's got like 6 degrees, whatever. He was telling me before COVID, hey, you ought to take ivermectin one a week. It's anti-cancer. You tell your whole family take it. So this has been known a long time. It's just now it's being discovered. And then we learned they paid $2.2 billion during COVID to CVS and Walgreens alone not to prescribe it, even when doctors prescribed ivermectin. I mean, you see them like premeditated before they were ready. I mean, these people are sick. And you've got Fauci wanting studies about ivermectin, you know, 15 years ago.
Yeah. The thing is, this has been in the preclinical literature for the last 15 years. But ivermectin went off patent in 1996, I believe. Fenbendazole went off patent around the same time as well, 96, 97. So both of these drugs are off patent. They're generics. You know, they're cheap. So they're not going to make the cancer industry any money. That's why I'm being attacked day in, day out, despite the fact that
you're a hero. But I just want to explain. For people that don't know, we're throwing articles up for radio listeners, but the crew's just typing what I'm saying. I'm not making this up.
Yeah.
They had the program ready right when they rolled it out, even before knowing doctors would figure out fenbendazole and ivermectin, and premeditatedly. Like, it's so open and shut.
I was shocked when I saw that Johns Hopkins got the patent on mebendazole in 2021, because mebendazole is FDA approved. And so, you know, theoretically, doctors could prescribe it off-label right away. And Johns Hopkins, you know, they sealed the patent on that back in 2021. And I don't think it is because they want to let the world know that it can treat cancer, just like fenbendazole.
No, they don't want people investigating it, because they own it.
Yeah, I think they want to suppress it.
You're an oncologist and, you know, everything else. What are the mechanisms in these dewormers? Because if I was told, gosh, I'm getting old, not 35 years ago, it's about 35 years ago, if 36 years ago, if I was told, oh, got the flu, feeling sick, take some horse dewormer, and it's like a vet with all these degrees saying it, like it's the magic stuff, I don't remember what dewormer it was. And like all the people in the countryside, oh, you're sick, take dewormer. I mean, because we got a ranch. I got farming family. They don't know why it works. They just say do it. Do we know the mechanisms in these and what it's doing?
We do. And the thing is, the mechanisms have been extensively studied. And each of these antiparasitic drugs has about a dozen mechanisms of action by which they act against cancer. So, for example, ivermectin, it acts on cancer stem cells. It can identify cancer stem cells and shut them off. It also reverses chemo resistance. So it'll, on a molecular level, it'll reprogram cancer cells so that they're not resistant
to chemotherapy.
Sure, but
it also goes and shuts down viral replication. So what I'm saying is...
Absolutely.
So why did hillbillies... 36 years ago, they didn't know what it was. They just knew it was, you know, they're all eating, you know, horse dewormer. What is it then?
You know, it's such a fascinating molecule. It's got so many different mechanisms of action. So in parasites, it shuts down, you know, chloride channels. In viruses, it blocks replication of viruses. In cancer, I mentioned the cancer stem cells. It also shuts off proliferation pathways. Tumor proliferation pathways. So I'll give you a very quick, fantastic example. I have a breast cancer patient and her tumor was shrinking. And, you know, she emailed me and she's super excited. And she said, Dr. Macus, I need to talk to you about something. She wasn't as happy about her tumor shrinking. She was happy that her fibroids had disappeared, fibroids that she had problems with for 20 years. And it's because the ivermectin shut down the pathways that are, you know, implicated in the proliferation of fibroids.
Nervosa, no, that's in the uterus, a non-malignant tumor.
Yeah, exactly. And so ivermectin has pathways to shut down the proliferation of benign tumors as well. Lipomas, fibroids, endometriosis, you know, benign brain tumors.
So it selectively is able to shut down cells that are malfunctioning.
Exactly.
How does it differentiate? How does it differentiate?
Nobody knows, but it does it at a molecular level. So, for example, they put ivermectin into mice that had lymphoma in the spleen, and ivermectin was able to identify normal spleen cells versus the lymphoma cells that were rapidly proliferating and creating tumors. And it shut down the rapidly proliferating cells, and it didn't touch the normal cells.
Who invented ivermectin? Didn't it win like a Nobel Prize or something?
Ivermectin was discovered by a Japanese scientist back in the 70s. I believe it was discovered from, it was a compound from a bacterium that was discovered on a golf course. And so then they isolated it and modified it and then started using it, discovered that it had antiparasitic properties. So started using it in animals, then started using it in humans.
Yeah.
It won the Nobel Prize in 2015, along with another antiparasitic herb called Artemisia, which is sweet wormwood. This is a herb that has antiparasitic properties that also won the Nobel Prize in 2015, also has activity against cancer.
And then we're told it's all horse paste and we're insane. Yeah. I knew the history, I wanted to make sure I got it right, but yeah, they found it. Of course, the Japanese love their carp. And they learn, throw it in with the food, they suddenly don't die, they don't get sick, they live twice as long. And so the Japanese go hog wild, and that's a whole separate area. The Japanese, they're top scientists, government board leaders, you know, the heads of basically their FDA, I know you don't, you know, the names better than I, but they have been on this they are on a war path now about what happened to them. So that's some good news.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Japan right now has the highest excess mortality since World War II. And it's because the Japanese government rolled out mRNA vaccines, I think more than 3 mRNA vaccines for every man, woman, and child in Japan. Hundreds of millions of mRNA shots were rolled out in Japan, and now they have excess deaths that they have never seen before. But their doctors are incredible. I went to Tokyo last year with Dr. Robert Malone, and you know, we warned the Japanese government at the time not to roll out the self-amplifying mRNA vaccines because of the potential disaster once these
The Japanese aren't stupid, so why is their government in on this? Why would they want to kill their own?
There's something wrong with the government because you know, we were told by members of parliament that the government didn't bother testing the self-amplifying mRNA vaccines. I think they did a small study in Vietnam. They didn't test for shedding. They didn't test for the ability of these self-amplifying vaccines to spread into the environment, to shed to other unvaccinated people, to shed to animals that could become reservoirs for the self-amplifying mRNA vaccine. The government ignored all of that. They just pushed it out and rolled it out, almost like an experiment on the Japanese people.
Absolutely pure evil. And we executed a bunch of Japanese for medical experiments that were terrible, but nothing compared to this. Oh, you tortured a few hundred Americans and British to death with germs. Great. Hang their asses. But what Fauci and others have done, I tell you, it's incredible. Dr. William Makis, people can find your incredible, groundbreaking work and research, MakisMD.substack.com. And where are the other best places for people to find you, sir?
I post my cancer testimonials with ivermectin, fenbendazole, and mebendazole on Twitter at MakisMD and on Substack, MakisMD.substack.com. Those are the places that people can find all of my cancer work, my publications, peer-reviewed publications. We just got a case series of cancer patients with fenbendazole who cured their stage 4 cancers published. It is the second largest case series since the Stanford medical group put out their case series on fenbendazole back in 2021. It was the only one at the time. We've now published the second one.
Well, you're seen as a disruptive technology. I know you're getting lawfare, but let me tell you, I know you're smart. You bet. You're the type of guy they're going to... So be really careful, brother.
Yeah. Yeah, no. We're fighting it. You know, I've got an incredible lawyer right now. All of this debanking and, you know, they froze my Stripe account for 3 months, raided all the money that was there. My Wise account was frozen and raided for all the money that I had in there as well. They go financially. They try to bankrupt you. That's how they were hoping to you know.
Yeah, because you tell the truth. Believe me, I know. I've chewed the same ground with you, brother. Well, hey, talk to the producers. I'd like to do a special podcast with you for like an hour and a half straight. That way we can be at 2 hours. I can air on the show, or you can just send me your exhibits and just, I want to go through all this. And I'm going to talk about solutions and ways to counter this. Amazing. Dr. William Makis, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex, for having me on.
Oh my God. It makes me so angry, but also gives me hope. There's still good people fighting. John Hopkins has the patent on fenbendazole to cure cancer. Of course they did. They had it years and years ago. These people are beyond sick. I didn't roll my eyes at the large animal vet people. They're really smart. I say hillbillies, but they were hillbillies with a degree, really smart people. But they were just like, anybody that's from the countryside, at least in East Texas, everybody knows this. Like everybody's, you know, oh, you're sick? Take some horse dewormer. And I think the first time I saw somebody taking horse dewormer was like 45 years ago. I was like 6 years old. Folks, people don't take stuff in the country if it doesn't work. And again, oh, you're getting the flu? Take this because it's antiviral. I mean, it's so disgusting that they know all of this. And they're killing us, and they think it's funny. And I tell you, there'd be more people like this guy that went and shot up the CDC. And, of course, he killed an innocent cop. They think it'll be like the movie. I'm going to go there, and Fauci's going to be there, and I'll get him. Instead, a cop comes out, and you kill him. I don't want any offensive violence. And that's why I've told people out there. And then people that want me to, you know, the feds are like, oh, you're being a wimp. Tell people to get violent. They train us to have war in the streets as a revolution. We have to expose these people, sue these people, fight these people. And at the end of the day, though, if I saw Fauci walking down the street, I'd probably go over and give him a big old hug. And I'm just saying, they kick off a civil war. The military and the police are not the targets. We don't want the war, but if they start one, we're going after the kingpins. And you morally can't go to some federal building and kill security guards or police because you're trying to get to whoever. We don't act like that. Now Fauci's walking in front of you in the parking lot, and you're in your car, you're at the grocery store, you just wave at him and be nice. You don't jam on the accelerator or anything. Just folks, everybody knows I've been on 31 years, and I don't cheat my mouth off about stuff. But I mean, we're way past playing games here, okay? And I want the globalists to know that. You think you're protected? You think you can kill all these people and all these babies getting cancer in the womb now? You know what? The most important thing is just pray to God to strike these sons of bitches down. Not us. Just, you know, I'm serious. I'm beyond, you know. Oh, this young man didn't like having heart problems or something. Everybody got a shot and everything. Well, he went. He thought he was going to go have some, like a movie. He's going to show up like Neo at the Matrix. The bad guys don't even go to those federal buildings. Some cop walks out, you kill him. That's bad. Don't do that. That cop's probably half dead from the shots. And we don't want to give them martyrs. All right? And A, we don't want to kill innocent people. No, we don't want any violence against Fauci or Bill Gates or any of them. And I mean that when I say it. But we want to expose them, convict them of the public opinion, indict them, give them a fair trial, and then death penalty. And I don't take satisfaction in that from a vengeful position. It's getting them off our backs. But if he was convicted and exhausted his appeals, can you imagine Fauci in front of the U.S. Capitol high noon on some Saturday morning from the end of like a 100-foot long rope getting dropped? I mean, that sounds so satisfying, doesn't it? That little arrogant monster, that murderer, that mass murderer. His name in Latin means the Grim Reaper sickle. He decides who lives and dies. He's Anthony Fauci. Oh, black people, come out of your house. Bring me your kids. I'm going to give them something to sterilize them and give them cancer and heart attacks. How about black people and white people stop killing each other? Because the media tells us to. And how about we kill the lies politically, nonviolently? But don't you worry. God's real in one way or another. Whether this life or the next, Fauci will stand before God. And he will burn. Passive-aggressive like Hotez. Sneaking up behind you in the dark. Oh, I'm a doctor. I'm 4 feet tall, non-threatening, huh? Come on over here with your kids. Roll up the sleeves. Slip us the needles. And black people, come out to me. I brought a black woman with me. Trust her. Oh, these dumb black people, they won't come out. Meanwhile, the black guy sounds better than I do with the facts. Notice you ever see these black people in charge and know what's going on. You don't see this black guy as a police chief in D.C. You see some dumb lady who can't even talk. What's your chain of command? What's that? They're just the front people, folks. No, all these black people failed the test in their lives of bowing down to the system, so they got stuck right where they are. You're a forklift operator. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm saying, you know, you stay right there. Oh, you're a tour order cook. Oh, you know how the whole world works and are smart. And, you know, but you know what? We'd be better with that. Coming up, I'm going to go to your calls. I'm going to play this black guy. He'd make a way better president than anything the Democrats could ever offer. And that's why they keep guys like that a million miles away from power. You know, they put up statues of Letitia James, damn witch.
Alex Jones has good genes. In fact, there's only one thing better than Alex's jeans. Alex's jeans on Methylene Blue. Just look at those pecs. That charm. The focus. Get your Methylene Blue now at thealexjonesstore.com and make good jeans great again.
You might as well go to thealexjonesstore.com and get this Methylene Blue, and I'm not exaggerating when I say this is the best product you guys have ever had. It's just absolutely fantastic.
It's insane.
Take me an hour to explain why. Just go and buy it. I'm expecting two bottles tomorrow.
Absolutely. I want to tell the audience a little bit about what to experience on Methylene Blue. I know we've talked about it incessantly. We've had basically every guest take it. We've run ad after ad after ad for it. Talk to your doctor, but as long as you're not on SSRIs, this could be the best thing that you've ever taken. A lot of stuff that's good for you, you take it and it is good for you, but you don't necessarily feel it. Take B12 every single day. You might not necessarily feel it. Maybe if it builds up in your system, you'll start noticing that you have more energy and you're getting sick less often. I understand, but Methylene Blue is one of the few products over the counter out there that you will physically feel within 30 minutes, unless you have supernatural mitochondrial health. And it's not just the way that your body feels, even though there are sensations, it's the way that your state of mind completely changes. It doesn't make you a different person. You just realize that your thoughts are more organized, that a veil is lifted, that you have clarity of focus, that you have more energy, but you're not jittery, that there's no crash, that you could still go to sleep if you wanted to, but you don't feel like you're falling asleep every single day. I mean, Methylene Blue is something that I will take for the rest of my life. And you can look into all the studies and the conversations from RFK Jr. to Mel Gibson to Chase Hughes. They've done studies on the effects of Methylene Blue where people take it and then they do red light therapy and the benefits are just absolutely astounding. You're absorbing more oxygen. Your mitochondria are totally fired up. Your body is absorbing more energy from the sun itself. It's like super chlorophyll for a human body. And you'll feel better. And you'll feel the hot blood running through your veins. And you'll understand that you're focused, that you have more energy, and you won't be jittery. And there isn't a come down. It helps your body absorb more of the oxygen that you breathe in. Literally the stuff that life is made of. Isn't it said in Genesis that God breathed life into Adam? Well, this makes you be able to make the most out of God's breath into you. And look, our whole purpose on this earth is to honor God. We are his creation. And so what better way to honor him than becoming the best versions of ourselves? It's called self-actualization, when you actually become all you can potentially become. And our bodily health is part of that. Our intellectual health, our mind health is part of that. And then the good that we do in the world is part of that. And so by going to the alexjonesstore.com right now and getting Methylene Blue, you're fighting for your body and your mind and for humanity at the same time. You're doing what God calls all of us to do. Methylene Blue will be one of the best decisions that you ever make.
Limited time, you can get this limited edition murdered out InfoWars shirt at thealexjonesstore.com with the American flag on the shoulder. It's historic and it funds the operation. We've got other cool shirts that just came in as well. The new Liberty Bell 1776 Declaration of Independence shirt is out. It's limited edition and it's got my signature on the back. That really triggers libtards. And then there's this limited edition. I weaponized the American people. It was actually you weaponized them and we're winning. Get it all now at thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I appreciate callers holding with every person that's holding. Harry, Cooper, Sean, man in the bleachers. Brady, Jack, Derek, Sean, everybody. But I want to just say something here real quick. That doctor we had on record, has like 5 degrees, ran the biggest cancer research facility, award-winning. Everything he's saying, I already know. I'm not a doctor, but you notice I can have a conversation with him. I mean, this is all I do. It's 100% premeditated. They're killing everybody. And you notice, if you look at the news, they've had the government suing the living snot out of him for 4 years exposing all this. So here's the message. If you want people to fight tyrants, you got to back them. And I'm not bitching or complaining. I just got really good news from my lawyer during the break. They had that hearing to shut us down in Austin in front of the puppet judge yesterday that ran the show trial on HBO. She punted and handed it to another judge, and now they delayed the whole thing because they know they're in trouble. And folks, they know what we got, okay? I ain't played the... You think you've seen bad stuff yet? I got like a whole handful of ace of spades. I don't have one ace of spades. I got a whole deck of them, basically, because of God. And people go, well, then you are winning. Yeah, but they've done a lot of weird, snaky stuff that would take hours to go over, and I'm not going to do it now. I'm just telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, that we've got the ear, not just of this government, but most of the major governments are listening. And it's because there's been a lot of stuff I said on air that the general public didn't understand, but governments did. And I'll just leave it at that. And we have been put in this position by God as a stewardship, and this is has nothing to do with me or anything to do with you. We're just vessels. We're just transmission lines. And our most important work is coming. If you think we've done great work so far together, you ain't seen nothing yet. So I respectfully ask for your support. We have the very best bovine colostrum now in. Listeners, 11 months ago in a survey we did, said we want bovine colostrum. Took them 7-8 months to finally get the best one, to get it mass-produced, private label. I'm not going to do the big diatribe I did in the second hour. Most of you, I guess, already know what it is. You think I know everything. I actually don't. Don't have a lot. I'm kind of retarded, as I've said to Joe Rogan famously. And Socrates said, I know nothing. The true sage knows that. But those who think they know everything know nothing themselves. They know even less. But, no, I mean, I know what colostrum is. It's the things that mammals produce the first 2 to 3 weeks in the milk, the mommies. It's why mammals have breasts. And it's all the immunity, all the super nutrients beyond anything you can imagine. I mean, we just take 100 years to talk about it. They can't even figure out why it's so good. This is cow colostrum. And it's very hard to get because cow only produces it for a few weeks after it has a calf. All right? And it is incredible. You can get it massively discounted out of the gates and get any other supplement 50% off with it when you get it at thealexandroy.com. And it funds the life-saving information we cover here. All right, let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Well, no, I said I'd play this. We'll go to phone calls. Since I mentioned it, here's Fauci, and it's a long PBS program, but he's coming to black neighborhoods. He's like, oh, let me in. Is that a child? You want to save it? You take this shot, can't get COVID, can't got sick. Bring out the baby. Let the vampire cross your threshold. Would you like to invite me in? And these black people, way better than any white people I ever saw on average, literally knocked their ass out with the facts. So juxtapose these black people, and these are the black people I grew up around and knew. It's a paradox of black people. It is everybody. Like, either super knowing everything, and I mean, like, knowing a lot and really wise, or really dumb. It's like a paradox. It is with everybody, but really with black people. Like, you get really dumb and not knowing what's going on, or you get really smart and really wise. And that's, like I said, it's like that with everybody, but they call black people are more tuned into conspiracies. They are manipulated. No, they're not. They're not idiots. If they're not an idiot. So, remember, this is like 4 years ago. 4.5 years ago. Fauci's coming. They already know all this. And he's totally pissed. This is how we should all be. Here it is.
If I had some clothes on, I'd come out and give you a kiss. I can't do it now. I ain't got the clothes on.
All right. Well,
right.
I give it back to you.
All right. She's all acting nice. She's the good house slave.
Oh, my God. They're going to keep the outbreak smoldering in the country. It's so crazy. I mean, they're not doing it because they say they don't want to do it. They're Republicans. They don't like to be told what to do.
Right.
And we got to break that, you know, unpack that.
How you guys doing with vaccine?
Oh, I haven't gotten it yet. I'm waiting for them to be able to.
Oh, you should get it first. Okay, that way you won't give it to them.
Oh, I thought I would give it to them if I get it.
No, not at all. In fact, we got to get you vaccinated so that
it does give it to you.
Infected, you could pass it on to them. So you're actually protecting your family by getting him vaccinated.
Well, I heard that it doesn't cure it, and it doesn't stop you from getting it.
No. So on the very, very, very rare chance that you do get it, even if you're vaccinated, it's a very, you don't even feel sick. It's like you don't even know you got infected. It's very, very good at protecting you.
Just the Anacostia, so get up there.
Okay. All right, see you later.
Have a good day.
The people in America are not settled with the information that's been given to us right now.
So I'm not going to be lining up taking a shot on a vaccination for something that wasn't clear in the first place. And then you all create a shot in miraculous time. It takes years to create vaccination.
Well, it used to take years.
Okay, it used to.
You know how many years were invested in this approach? About 20 years of science to get us to be able to do it.
20 years is not enough. And 9 months is definitely not enough for nobody to be taking no vaccination that you all came up with.
The only reason I'm talking to you right now, as close as we are, is that I've been vaccinated.
Right.
But if it allow thousands of people like you don't get vaccinated, you're going to let this virus continue to percolate in this country and in this world.
Something like the common flu then, right?
It's like
much more serious than the flu. Though.
Well, the flu kills a lot of people annually, too.
You know how many people died of the flu the last year? I mean, not this year, virtually none, but the previous year, about 20 to 30,000.
Pause. That's another fraud. They said nobody died of the flu worldwide in 2020 and 2021, so they could use that number and say COVID killed it. And see, when Fauci runs into somebody that's got his facts, he melts. Little flying monkeys, what he is. Let's go back to it.
Well, the number that you all given that died, that's once again, that's you all's number.
You going to pass.
Yeah, definitely. Because when you start talking about paying people to get vaccinated, when you start talking about incentivizing things to get people vaccinated, there's something else going on with that.
Something else going on with that. You're right. But I'm glad millions of people like
me. Back that up. I love how he starts squaring up to him. There's something else going on with that. His instinct is, that's an enemy at my house, wants to kill my family. You're damn right. Bring me your kids. There's something else. Killed 30 million people already. Go back to it.
And people to get vaccinated, when you start talking about incentivizing things to get people vaccinated, there's something else going on with that.
But I'm glad millions of people like me and most everybody here didn't get in. You know what their incentive was? Protecting their health and protecting the city. But I won't keep you anymore.
It's okay, because my incentive, y'all campaign is about fear. It's about inciting fear in people. You all attack people with fear. That's what this pandemic is. It's a fear. It's fear, this pandemic. That's all it is.
All right, let's go to your calls. I mean, just pure evil. And they paid Matt out, turned out, $87,000 a night, Pfizer, to say if you take the shot, you can't get COVID and you can't spread it. It erases your immune system and makes you spread it on record. And they knew it on purpose. You know, the head lady at YouTube, she took all the shots and died of cancer right after it. I bet that lady with Fauci isn't going to live very long if she took the shots. You ignorant people, you need to take this thing. No, there's something else going on here. There's something else going on here, and you know it, don't you? Yeah. Smart serial killers don't grab you in the alley and drag you off. Smart serial killers wear white lab coats. All right, I'm going to shut up. Sean in California, thanks for holding you on the air on the crime wave that Democrats say doesn't exist. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it's been a great set of callers and a great set of guests you've had today, and just a great show overall.
Thank you.
I would say what we're looking at, D.C. is similar to what you used to use the analogy of the shark jaw, the shark teeth, you know, like that poor fellow that went to Atlanta and to the CDC and just killed the security guard or the cop, what have you. You can't remove one tooth and think you've broken the system. Now, D.C., much like the CDC, it's a system. So like what we've seen with the DOJ audit and the different groups getting defunded, those are peaceful ways for us to break the systems and not harm anybody. So you're completely right. We got to stay peaceful. And we have so much under the First Amendment and so many options out there. The Second Amendment isn't even on the plate yet. So You know, Alex.
Exactly, and you know, I mean, magically you see Fauci. You know, just be nice to him. But my point is, exactly. Is we no offensive attacks, but then destroy them in the court of public opinion.
Correct. And with systems, a system like yours, with InfoWars, I'm buying some of those frogs for Christmas. I've already bought a few over the course of the year. And there's things like that. Support the systems, ladies and gentlemen, that support you and support
That's right. Dismantle people. Their system. Support the system that defends you.
Exactly. I'm going to go ahead and cut out because you guys got other callers. And
I love you, brother. Thanks, Sean, for holding. Man in the bleachers in Chicago on cleaning up the streets. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello, Alex. Alexander the Great. I have an idea from the bleachers to the arena. In France, they had the yellow vest movement. I would like to propose a yellow dustpan movement where Trump basically provides the cover with the National Guard. And then we go out and sweep up the streets with the yellow dustpan.
Here's the problem. If we don't get rid of the Soros DAs that let the violent criminals out, it's like sweeping the dirt under the rug. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
We got to indict Soros and his NGOs.
Agreed, 100%. It's gone on far too long. This guy's, it's unbelievable how he's above the law and he's untouchable.
Well, God's going to deal with him, brother.
That's all we can do is pray to God for justice.
Yeah, I don't want to be anywhere around Fauci when he faces God.
Yeah, me neither.
God bless you, brother. Man, I just can't even look at Fauci. He is pure evil. Pure evil. His 50 years in government, just poisoning shots, murdering people. Imagine wanting to just kill people, just getting off on it. Kill, steal, and destroy. That's the devil, folks. Derek in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I want to talk about my children, which are they're 29, 27, and 24. And all of them, well, my oldest is a nurse, my other daughter is a therapist, and my son was in college, and all of them were forced to take this vaccine against their will. My daughters called me up crying they didn't want to take it, and they were forced to take it. Now, none of them are sick now, but if something happens to my children from this vaccine, I am going to hold somebody responsible. And I can't tell you the rage that is going to come out of me if my children start dropping dead.
Well, here's the good news. Here's the good news. As the doctor said earlier, when they first rolled it out, it was too strong. They just wanted sterilization. But it hit so many tissues. It killed so many people so quick, they backed off and started, on average, depending on the shot, we've got studies, about 80% on average went to salt water. So the good news is they made it so strong it was too obvious, so they pulled back, so most people got salt water.
Well, I hope they got salt water. That's all I can say. And then I'm going to go all the way back to the beginning of the show when you were talking about black-on-white crime and all this stuff. So I'm going to go all the way back to when I was a teen in 1980. And I'm a New Yorker. I grew up in New York. I would watch the nightly news, and every night, I mean every night, every rape, it seemed like every rape, murder, brutalization, robbery, it was always black perps and white victims. And then around 1980, the news made some kind of law for the news that they could no longer report on the color of the perps and the victims. So all you heard on the news after like 1980 was, somebody was raped, somebody was robbed, but no description of who the victim was.
And then you only hear it, it's come out, the documents. You only hear it if a white person does it, then you hear about it.
So my point is, I'm going all the way back to 1980 when I was a teenager. And I had noticed as a kid that the exorbitant amount of crime was black-on-white crime in New York City. And they actually had to make some kind of FCC thing where in New York, I don't even know if it was all over the country.
No, it's a rule. And in Europe, it's a law. You get arrested if you criticize somebody that's not white killing a white person.
So you know, this the brutalization of white people in these democratic cities has been going on forever, it seems.
And again, it's the left literally pushing that whites deserve it. So you understand that it's a small minority of black males doing a lot of it, but you understand it's the left literally pushing it.
Well, all I can tell you is my father was a victim of it. Just imagine a Saturday morning, your older brother comes to you, you're in the street playing, and tells you, we got to go to the hospital because your father, who works nights to make more money, was mugged outside the train station.
My wife's first time in New York, before she went on her college, a year-long thing to South Africa, part of her college from Seattle University or whatever it's called, State University, she's in New York. She walks out of a Greek restaurant, and four black people tackle her, beat her up, grab her passport and her money. She says, I need that. Please don't do that. And they said, F you, white person. Again, I'm not attacking black people. I'm saying this is the epidemic. It's been going on forever. They want to say whites are committing the majority of the crime against blacks. It's not true. We need to force it out and then have the system say it's not right to attack anybody for what color they are. My wife had been to New York one time in her life. She's been there since a few times with me and got mugged because she was white. Thanks for the call. I mean, I don't need to. They killed my reporter, and the guy did a rap song, a black guy, how he killed him because he killed that white guy. I'm out here to attack black people. I love everybody. Most black people aren't doing this, 98%. But it's open season on white people. Like, we're evil. We deserve to die. No, we don't. Black people don't deserve to die either. And if there was roving KKK doing this all that, I'd be out in their face. And the KKK used to do some of that. They wouldn't lynch black people and stuff. It's wrong. It's wrong to push a white person in front of a subway train. We all know that. But there's not lynching of black people going on. Bubba Wallace has to do a fake thing and say a loop on a cord in a garage is that's, Jussie Smollett, it's all you got. Harry in North Carolina, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
General Jones of the InfoWars, God bless you, your family, and the whole crew.
You too, brother. What's on your mind? Go ahead. Jesus.
Hey, I just want to plug Methylene Blue, amazing. Office Females, amazing. Feel Legit, amazing. It helps me when I'm driving around in the truck all day, and it helps me when I'm crushing in there in them workouts. So let's get down to business here. Until we cut the head off the snake, nothing's going to happen. We got to get rid of Soros. Like you said, we got to get rid of these DAs, these judges, these AGs. They're not putting anybody away. They're letting them right back out in the street. Until we see people have consequences, it's just going to be a war in the street. And if we already got a war in the streets, then you know what? I guess we got to send in the guard. Somebody's got to bring back some civility to the whole situation.
Yeah, that's the only Band-Aid Trump's got. He's doing all he can to have a kind of a presence so the thugs don't think they can run wild. But they know they can run wild because Jose Garza in Austin will literally let someone shoot and kill people and let them out the next day, no bond.
Yeah, they have no fear. They know that word is already out. The secret's out. Like you said, it's open season.
That's why so many cops are getting killed now. They're not even afraid to kill a cop.
It's crazy. I feel like we've hit the threshold. So we got to do what we got to do. It started with D.C., and I think that just sprouted up a couple more inspirations to send them to all the Democratic cities that are being purposely destroyed from the inside.
Exactly. We didn't start the fire. We're putting it out. Thanks for the call. Sean in Canada, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, Alex. Hey, pleasure to get to talk to you, man. I know there's so much going on in the world and in your own country, but I know up here it really feels like the noose is tightening fast. There's all kinds of crazy laws, all kinds of crazy
things. Oh, Canada is the laboratory of tyranny. It's one of the worst.
Day by day, man, it's getting crazier and crazier, and I'm trying to get out with my wife here. We got a little business. We got a little restaurant in downtown Vancouver. And, you know, it just infuriates me hearing the whole media keep singing the same song about crime is down. Crime is actually down again, you know, over and over and over like that. You know, it's just another one of these things that they all keep saying.
Let me ask you, what do you see in running a downtown business?
Oh, it's insane, man. It's insane. I've had, you know, I could go on and on and on. I had my washroom full of fentanyl smoke just a month ago with 3- and 4-year-old kids. 6 feet away playing, trying to enjoy their dinner and just...
Wow, so there's people smoking fentanyl in your restaurant. You see the video, the cop gets the fentanyl in his hand and it makes him pass out?
I haven't seen that, but, it's obviously, that's my life, my own life, or my customers, my staff, you walk into a cloud of fentanyl smoke and, the guy who did it just shrugs his shoulders. The young guy looks at me and says, I have pain, and that's what we got here. We got this crazy leftist government whose answer is safe supply. They keep yelling about safe supply, safe supply. They want to feed more and more of this insanity.
So Democrats here handing out, kits to use fentanyl. All right. God bless you, brother. Look, I'm out of time. I wanted to go to Jack and Brady and Cooper. If you give us your number, I'm going to take calls again tomorrow, and I will call you. I really love your calls, but I would have got to all of you, but I had that doctor on another half hour. that is just so powerful. It's all true. You know, as we're finishing each other's sentences, this stuff's all on record. So if you're a new listener, is that all true? Yeah, it's true, and then some. You can't make this up. You can't be told about the Matrix, as Morpheus says, you got to see it. And the truth is, it is white people. It's not the white person down the street. They're just like anybody else. But it is predominantly people like Fauci and the ADL and Borla and all. And you got Tedros, he's black. But no, it's the Chi-Coms are in on it too. And then obviously the Japanese government's going along with it. But their own people are against it. But, at the top, it is weird, crazy, racist scientists that want to get rid of everybody. They're not even racist. They're elitist. Like Islam said, they want to get everybody. And we just have to understand they're the elite. We're the scum, though they're the scum, actually. And we got to admit this is going on. I know it's horrible. I know it's scary. I wish it wasn't true. It is. And so... at the end of the day, we just got to pray to God and have faith in God, do the best job we can to fight tyranny, promote liberty, and then just give it all to God. And God will carry us the rest of the way. All right, there's a lot I didn't get to. I covered a lot. There was a very powerful broadcast today. We got a great crew taking clips out, put it on X, and banned out video and Rumble. But this show belongs to you. So take whatever clips you want. You share them. Send them out. I'll repost them if I see them. And just share the live feed at Real Hawk Jones and Owen coming up, the InfoWars feed at Real Hawk Jones. And just God bless you all. I think I'm going to have another debate with Nick Fuentes at 5 p.m. tomorrow. He pretty much agreed to it. We're nailing that down, a discussion, so look for that as well. But right now, Owen Schroyer is about to take over the War Room. Go to the InfoWars feed on X or InfoWars.com/show. And please support the broadcast at TheAlexShowStore.com. We need funds. We're fighting the globalists at point blank range. And they got a receivership hearing with Judge Ware Gamble that ran the Texas show trial next week to send the sheriffs here. I get it could be within days next Wednesday to shut us down. And I'm sure we'll get lots of funds then once we're shut down. Be like, oh God, he really did need help. Oh yeah. We have been battling and barely surviving. They turned the internet off here before. They had a fake sale to Bloomberg's front group. Remember all that? And it was because we didn't give up and the crew didn't give up. When I told the crew, no, we're going to beat this, don't go, and I stayed here and slept here a couple times, that we're still here. And because you bought the products, we had enough money for lawyers to go battle it and beat it. Everybody listening needs to get off the fence, get off the bench, get up at the plate, and needs to go become a VIP. $30 a month, see it as a donation. You get $40 each month to spend the store, sales on top of everything, special deals, special offers just to you. It's insane. And then if you really just want to support and you don't want methylene blue or turmeric, you're crazy if you don't, or Ultimate Life Force, the best cardiovascular spike protein detox, everybody should be taking it. It's the best. Ultimate Life Force is the best cardiovascular, heart health, spike protein detoxer. Every man, woman, and child should take at least one regimen of it, see how you feel. It does dramatic things. We have the strongest turmeric. You should get it. And I got a lot of news to cover. I won't sit here and beat a dead horse, but the news we get out is so powerful, and it's that less than 1% of people that buy stuff at TheAlexShowStore.com that make all this possible. And this fight is your fight. They want us off the air because they want to shut down focal points of organizations that hold the Trump administration's feet to the fire and warn Trump and warn his advisors and have a big effect and big pull, as the administrations have said and as the Democrats have said. They've come after Trump. They've sued Trump. They've had their operatives in there, and they see our stuff everywhere. Step into the zone of history. and understand that you are the key. You are the variable. You are the Paul Revere's. You are the resistance. This dog don't hunt without you.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.